Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A guy who probably feels like Andrew Barry felt earlier today when he was waiting for the birth of his child. He's David Gilbert from the Greater Cleveland Sports Commission, who's getting ready to have one of his babies born tonight, the NFL draft in downtown Cleveland. David, I can't imagine that's not how you feel about this.
It's awesome. It's here. It's been more than a 9-month gestation period, but it is. It's awesome that it's here. Rain or not.
David, everything looks great, David. Looks great.
Thank you. The rain's supposed to clear out probably around the time of first pick, and while probably a little chilly, going to be a really nice next couple days. And the two things that are most exciting will be having so many people swarming around downtown. And you know, today's looking a little ugly, but I think the next 2 days in particular are, we know we're having good 25,000-30,000 people in just from out of town. And that's very big for us. And how Cleveland's going to look on national TV. I mean, this is going to be watched by upwards of 50 million people. And the way that site is, it's in such a beautiful part of our city, and watching Tower City lit up the way it's, the way we have it set, it's going to be pretty magical.
Give me what people need to know if they're heading downtown as far as tickets and stuff like that. Like, I went back to the app today, still trying to figure out if I can still get tickets for tomorrow night and how this all works.
So, Andy, good question. One, the biggest thing that people can go to is the draft experience. And that's sort of the big fan fest. And there's a total of 9 sessions. Sorry, I got a ambulance going by. There's 3 sessions a day, 4 hours each, all free. And if you download the NFL One Pass app, you can look and see what's still available. And there are still tickets available for a lot of the sessions, particularly for the late morning, afternoon for tomorrow and Saturday. So you can still go on. You could still get them. You will not have to have been vaccinated. You just have to wear a mask. And that's what there's 2 million plus square feet of really cool outdoor space. So it'll be safe, and it's sort of an NFL playground. And we hope people will come down. And then even outside of that, all around downtown, we have cool things set up on Mall C, at Playhouse Square, Flats East Bank. You can go sit outside, watch the draft live on screens, hear the concert, see the fireworks. Then, of course, in front of the draft stage itself, there's a smaller area that's invite-only, an area where people will have had to have been vaccinated. And that area – those areas are already spoken for, but we encourage people just come on downtown, and you could still get in and around the draft experience. Just get online, and the next couple of days, weather looks great.
David Gilbert joining us, Greater Cleveland Sports Commission. Explain what's happening at Terminal Tower. I saw a preview last night. It's extremely cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. We're very excited to do this. And these are the kinds of extras that our community is doing above and beyond just the draft itself. So what's going to happen is you're going to see the draft logo. It's all going to be projected. It is really cool how it's being done. It's just clear as day. A projection of the draft logo and each team's logo on the building, the top of Terminal Tower lit up in the team colors. and it will change with each draft pick. So you'll see who's on the clock, and I mean that's going to be just an awesome cutaway of just so iconic Cleveland along with every draft pick.
Yeah, I like
let me
a
ask
lot.
You. That's cool. Just a kind of a simple. How about parking downtown for getting down there and how
so
to get around?
You almost have to think of it like going to a Browns game. The only streets that are really going to be closed are things that are north of Lakeside Avenue. And so whatever you would normally do to come to a Browns game, think about parking there. Obviously, tomorrow during the day is still a work day, so a little harder to come by. Although, again, right now with COVID, not as many people still working downtown. So you just find there are thousands and thousands. There's plenty of parking within a few blocks of the draft. In parking lots and parking garages around downtown. And then you just walk down either East 9th Street, there's one entrance to the draft, or down West 3rd Street. I mean, really, just think of it like you're going to a Browns game. Of course, it's a much bigger site. It'll be very easy to see where the entrances are to get into the draft and the draft experience.
David, you told us this is much, much greater than a nine-month thing that you've put together. Can you give us a timeline on what it takes to get the NFL draft to Cleveland and then to pull it off and to have it all ready to roll?
Yeah. I mean, one thing that's been interesting with the draft is it's in just a short time, 6-7 years, it's gone from being a primetime TV show from Radio City, New York, to being a large live event. And we were really the first city to get the draft. Well, probably Vegas was, but of course they didn't. They were not able to host it live, to get it with a longer lead time, and we started the bidding process back in 2017, and at the time there were 22 different NFL cities bidding to host for 3 years, for 2019 or for 19, 20, and 21, And kind of making a longer story short, about 2 years later, almost exactly 2 years ago, we were awarded the draft for 21. We lost out. It was kind of a joint bid with Canton, kind of retooled the bid. Cleveland only came back, and Nashville got 19, Vegas got 20, then we got 21. And then we've had about 2 years to plan. And even that draft process is very long. I mean, there's significant bid documents and budgeting. They brought eight of the cities to New York for presentations to NFL staff. They narrowed that down a little more, did site visits. We ended up having to go back to New York and more site visits and very, very long process and a lot of parts in between. And then, of course, the past 2 years, we've been planning. And the planning's been great. It's been we have a whole local organizing committee structure that we are working on with the Browns, with the City of Cleveland, with Destination Cleveland, Downtown Cleveland Alliance, Sports Commission, kind of being the point guard, if you will, and everything from raising all the money to all the volunteers to the safety and the security and how the city looks, acts, and feels, and all the signage and all the greeting at the airport, and and our job on top of that is to provide the NFL locally everything they need. And then the NFL, they're the ones who manage and produce the actual draft. And they are absolute pros, and they've been fantastic partners.
We talked about a week ago, David, just about, this just being kind of one of those great things to bring your family down to and just kind of rediscover Cleveland. I just reiterate on that a little bit. And, and this is really I think the one thing that hit home when we were talking before was just about this is really a family event if you want to go down.
Very much so. And it's fascinating, Andy, because I think that it's such a unique, and probably once in our lifetime time to host an event like this, because we've been in this COVID bubble for the last 14 months or so. And we're just now, with half the population vaccinated and so on, we're just at the point where people are feeling comfortable getting out. And normally this event would be 100,000 to 200,000 people elbow to elbow as far as the eye could see, and it's not going to be that. And it is it's a if there was a time for people to get out and sort of reunite with your community, this is it. Because as you said, it's family friendly. It is safe because you have to wear masks and it's all outdoors. A lot of cool stuff to see and do. And then there's other things around downtown. You know, even if you don't get a ticket, tell people, you know, tomorrow night, come down to Mall C. You've got about 250 picnic tables all spaced out. Food trucks get carry out from your favorite restaurant. We got the draft live on big screens. Afterward, we got the Black Pumas are playing. Tonight and Saturday night, there's fireworks. And just a great time to walk around town. There's all these cool NFL, you know, sort of everything around downtown sort of looks, acts, and feels like you're part of the draft. This is just a great time to do it. We're going to have some vibrancy back. I can tell you it's amazing. It's just feeling like our old selves again. I hope a lot of locals just take advantage of this weekend to come down and be really proud of your city.
David, we can't thank you enough and the Greater Cleveland Sports Commission and everybody who's helped you pull this off. You guys do great work for the city, and it is greatly appreciated.
Well, Jeff, thank you. It's, there's no doubt we're all in it together. And I would tell you, everybody to a person that we've had hundreds working on this, everybody takes it personally. There's such a love for this community, a deep-rooted love. And I feel very proud to see it and be part of it and see how everybody working on this, you know, they're not doing it because they love football. I mean, yes, they do, but they're doing it because they love Cleveland and they know what this means to our city. It's a nice thing to be part of.
Great point.
We appreciate it. David, thank you for your time today.
Thanks,
we know
David.
It's a busy day, and
thanks,
we really appreciate
you.
The time you've
appreciate
spent with
appreciate the
us.
Friendship.
Hey, David?
Yeah.
You still there? Hey,
yeah.
Do me a favor. Just in the great tradition of Cleveland Heights High School, you got to drop a Heights High on us. Kelsey does
Heights
it. High? All the time.
Get
can
live?
You drop a Heights? One more time, I stepped on you.
That's the best I got, Andy.
Well done, David. Well
he's
done.
Out of energy, man. Come on, he's been working too hard. David, thanks, buddy.
Thanks,
we'll
man.
Talk to you over the weekend, I'm sure. Appreciate
right.
it.
Take care.
Later.
Bye-bye.
David Gilbert joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.